It's the Martin and Lewis Show. The National Broadcasting Company brings you transcribed from Hollywood, the Martin and Lewis Show, featuring Flo McMichael, Sheldon Leonard, Ben Alexander, Dick Stabile and his orchestra, and starring Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis. Here in Hollywood, when the first of the month rolls around, you'll find a lot of actors frantic about their bills, but not Dean and Jerry. They're frantic the rest of the month, too. As we join them in their apartment, Dean's trying to figure out where the money goes.
You don't got it, then it's true. Awful, 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 what no money can do.
Jerry. Hey, Jerry.
Here I am, Dean. I was in a bathroom cutting my chin.
Cutting your chin?
Yeah, a little bit each day. And some morning I'll walk out of there and you'll say, well, if it isn't Cary Grant.
Jerry, now, please, no jokes. I'm really worried about something. I've been going over our bank accounts, and our deposits are way down. As a matter of fact, the bank called about our balance.
Yeah? Well, don't let them scare you. We put in last month. Let them put in this month.
Jerry, you know it doesn't work that way. We've been making good money, but we're spending it too fast.
You've been playing the horses quite a bit.
What else have you been doing with your money?
Well, I bought an electric train to play with in my bedroom, but I got rid of it.
Why?
All night long, little people kept coming in for reservations.
Well, Jerry, we've got to figure out a way to hang on to the money that we have left.
Don't bother me about money. Money means nothing to me. Even if I don't have a penny to my name, I'm happy.
I'm sorry I interrupted you, but I just wondered which of us dropped that nickel on the floor over there.
Find its keepers, Dean.
Someone at the door, Jerry.
Yeah, look, whoever it is, let's not tell him we were fighting over a nickel.
Yeah, that would make us look too cheap. Come in.
It's hard to tell through a keyhole, but I think your nickel rolled under the radiator.
Soapy, what are you doing? Listening to keyholes again?
Now, wait, my boy, I am not a keyhole listener. I am a peephole peek-a-thrower. Hey, look, I overheard you talking, and just as I have long suspected, you fellas are very careless with your money, and what you need is good, solid investments. Now, I have got an idea that should make you independently poor. I mean rich.
Please, Soapy, we don't want to get into any money deals with you.
Now, look, if you guys want to invest your money wisely, I have got numerous ideas that I have been working on.
Give me a for instance.
For instance. Well, I have got a half interest in a dress factory that manufactures frontless evening gowns.
Frontless evening gowns?
Uh-huh, yeah. They are for the women who only look good from the back. And if you don't like that, I got another angle. Now, right now, I am buying a saloon. Gradually. One drink at a time.
But, Soapy, you shouldn't drink on a job.
Well, I know that, but I am not on the job.
Well, why not?
Because I'm drinking. Now, if you ain't interested in getting into the beverage business, I have got something else. I happen to have...
Beverage business?
Yes, besides that, what I have got is an insurance company.
An insurance company?
Yeah, sure, you have... No doubt heard of Lloyd's of London.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, they insure people against my company.
It's no use, Soapy. We can't take a chance.
Especially with you. You always try to swindle me, and you really shouldn't do that to a man who has a wife and five kids to support.
Oh, hey, I'm sorry. You have a wife and five kids?
Not yet, but yesterday a blonde winked at me.
Listen, fellas, I really got your interest at heart, and I have one more bona fide proposition. How would you like to buy a professional football team?
Huh? Well, that's not too bad. A pro team.
Yeah. Do you like athletes?
Oh, sure. I admire athletes, especially girl swimmers. I used to watch them swim every evening when I lived at the YWCA.
Jerry, how did you get into the YWCA?
I lied about my age.
You know, a lot of the stars have got teams. Now, Hope, for instance, he owns part of the Cleveland Indians. And this Crosby, he's got the Pittsburgh Pirates. And Don Amici, he invested in the Los Angeles Dons.
Gee, I don't know, Soapy. Is the team you want to sell us any good?
Good, he says. Good. Why, we got guys like this Killer Thomas. We got Strangler Lutz. We got Butcher Maroney. I got the whole team, except just two guys.
Where are they?
They ain't been paroled yet.
Soapy, we wouldn't want guys on a football team who steal and go around picking pockets.
Well, you don't have to pay them much salary. Between halves, you just turn them loose in the stands.
Well, how much money will we have to put into it, Soap?
I'll tell you what I'll do. Just for you, I will cut the price to $5,000.
Well, you know what they always say, a fool and his money are soon parted.
Yeah, but this is taking longer than usual.
Well, what do you say, Dean? Shall we buy the team?
We don't have $5,000.
Don't worry, I'll get it. I'll ask my mother for it.
She got it?
No.
Then what's the good of asking her?
Well, she'd ask Uncle Louie, and Uncle Louie will ask Cousin Sarah, and Cousin Sarah will ask Aunt Minnie, and Aunt Minnie will ask Uncle Herbie, and Uncle Herbie will ask my brother-in-law, Sam.
Oh, Sam got it?
No, but haven't I got a big family?
Well, how about it? You going to be able to get the money?
Say, how about borrowing it from a finance company?
Gee, I don't know. Borrowing money's a bad habit to get into.
What are you talking about, bad habit? Just look at the Marshall Plan. Why, the government loans money to other countries so they can buy things from us. And when they buy the things from us, it keeps our factories going. And when the factories are going and the people are working and they're making money to buy food and clothing and the whole nation is prosperous.
Dean, he's right. It's our patriotic duty to borrow the money and save the United States.
Okay, we'll do it. Let's go.
Wait a minute, Dean. First thing the song. I want to hear your sweet voice just once more before we go into debt.
Ain't she sweet? See her coming down the street. Now I ask you very confidentially, ain't she sweet? Ain't she nice? Look her over once or twice. Now I ask you very confidentially, ain't she nice? Just cast an eye in her direction. Oh, me, oh, my. Ain't that perfection? Well, I kind of repeat, don't you think that's kind of neat? And asked you very confidentially, ain't she sweet? Just cast an eye in her direction. Oh, me, oh, my. Ain't that perfection? Well, I repeat, don't you think she's so kind of neat? And I ask you very confidentially, ain't she sweet?
Gee, this is a fine neighborhood for the finance company to be in. This is the toughest neighborhood I've ever seen.
I'll say it is.
Hey, Dean, Dean! Look at that cat! Cauliflower ears.
Yeah, probably wrestles a lot. Well,
you sure Pippin McGee and Molly started like this?
What do you say, Jerry? Let's get this over with. Let's go into the finance company and see if we can borrow the money.
Oh, we'll be able to borrow the money, all right. I got a joke to get the man in a good humor. He'll love it. It's a Bob Hope joke about a finance company. Come on, let's go in.
Good morning, gentlemen. What can I do for you?
Well, we're Dean Martin and...
I'm Jerry Lewis. Say, I got a swell joke about a finance company. You see, a guy comes in to borrow some money, and a finance company guy says, sure, he'll lend him the money. And a guy said, it doesn't matter when I pay it back, does it? And a finance company man says, no. Just as soon as you pay it back, we let your mother out of the dungeon. Let your mother out of the dungeon. Isn't that a funny joke, mister?
That reminds me, we've simply got to do something about Bob Hope's mother. Now, what can we do for you, gentlemen?
Well, we're buying a football team and we'd like to borrow some money.
Well, if you want money, you have to put up some kind of security. Now, about this football team you have.
Oh, it's a great team, mister. They haven't lost a game this season. Of course, next Saturday, they're playing Sophie Tucker. Playing Sophie Tucker. This is the toughest finance company I've ever played.
Gentlemen, we'll lend you the money.
Oh, that's wonderful.
But on one condition only.
Oh, no, you don't. You can't have my mother. You just can't have my mother. She's done too much for me. She's been so good to me. No, 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 you can't have my mother.
You can have Dad if you like. He's an old bear.
Have you quite finished?
Now, we don't want anything of the kind for security, but we have to find out just how safe an investment this is. Now, did either of you ever play football?
Oh, sure. Northwestern, Minnesota, Notre Dame, and Vassar.
Vassar is a girls' college. How could you have played on their team?
Oh, I don't know. Just lucky, I guess.
And you, young man, how about you? Any football experience?
Well, I come from a football family. I've even got a rich grandfather who plays football.
A grandfather playing football?
Yeah, the whole family can hardly wait for him to kick off.
I tell you what, gentlemen, I'm a great sports lover myself, so I'll take a chance. I'll loan you the money for the team.
Gee, that's swell.
Providing you play on the team yourself.
Oh, I think that would be very nice. Are you for real?
Look, gentlemen, we've decided to loan you the money. You're Jerry Lewis and Dean Martin, and you have name value. That's my proposition. You've got to play on the team if you want to get the loan.
Well, I guess we have to do it.
Okay, let's sign the papers.
Would you like us to sign in blood?
Sign in blood? I won't do it. It clogs my pen.
Oh, come on, Jerry. Let's go.
Just be sure to win that game.
You know, maybe this isn't such a bad idea at all, us playing football. I used to play on the Steubenville High School 9. Look, what'd you do back in high school?
High school? What's that?
Well, I'll try again. What did you play back in grammar school?
Grammar school? What's that?
I'll try once more. What did you play in kindergarten?
Kissing games. That's why I got kicked out. I kissed the teacher.
You got kicked out for kissing the teacher?
Yeah. I'll never forget Mr. Schwartz.
Well, whether you like it or not, you're going to play football with our team. And we're going right into the gymnasium here and get you into shape.
What can I do for you? Why, it's Deanie boy.
Something is Bessie Bellringer from your hometown.
But why did you take a job in this gymnasium, Bessie?
Oh, the job isn't important, Deanie. I just want to be around so I can see you now and then.
But, Bessie, what's the use? You're a nice kid. But you're not Dean's type of girl.
Well, there's no difference. All women are sisters under the skin.
And why don't you get back under the skin and send your sister out?
Well, come on, Jer. Let's go on into the gymnasium. If we're going to play football, we better get into shape.
Yeah, we better get ready to win a first game or they're liable to cancel a loan.
Oh, you poor boys. Are you having trouble with money?
No, we're having trouble without it.
Oh, Deanie, I wouldn't want you to be broke. Here, my life savings.
Oh, thanks a lot, Bessie. But we can't take your money. I'd feel like a cad.
Dean, let me take it. I'll cad for a while.
Absolutely not. Bessie, I won't forget this. Come on, Jerry. Okay, Jerry. Now, the first thing you do in a gymnasium is take off your clothes.
Very well. I shall take off my clothes.
Oh,
Jerry, stop throwing bumps. You'll hit somebody. Now, let's see if we can build you up. You know, football's a tough sport.
You won't believe it, Dean, but I used to be a little skinny weakling. Then one night, I met Charles Atlas at the Palladium.
What happened?
We danced.
Oh, come on, Jerry, no more jokes. If you're not in shape to play football, we'll be dead ducks. Come on. Now, here's a medicine ball.
A medicine ball? What's in it? Aspirin?
No, now you throw the ball against my stomach, then I'll throw the ball against your stomach, okay?
You throw the medicine ball against my stomach, and I throw it against your stomach. That's a good idea. Now let's try it with the ball.
Jerry, I don't know what I'm going to do with you. You're such a hopeless physical specimen. Let's try one thing. Something that'll build you up.
I got it. Give me a pack of Camels.
Camels?
Sure, every athlete smokes them. I could be an All-American. All you need is Camels and Wheaties. Of course, I've never smoked Wheaties, but...
Oh, Jerry. Now, Jerry, here, just skip rope. It'll help your wind.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to give my tonsils a workout.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dean Martin will now show his strength by lifting Bing Crosby's voice. Sing, Dean.
Younger than springtime, are you? Softer than starlight, are you? Warmer than winds of June, are the gentle lips you gave me gayer than laughter? Are you sweeter than music? Are you angel and lover, heaven and earth? Are you to me? And when you're you, enjoy in my arms and fill my heart as now they do.
To be in a locker room getting ready for a big football game.
Well, it was Soapy's idea.
He said it was a way to protect our money. It's too late to back out anyway. Here, get into your football uniform.
Jerry, what kind of football jerseys are these?
Aren't they pretty? I picked the colors. Red jerseys with a yellow streak down the back.
Yellow streak down the back?
Sure, it'll make the other team overconfident.
Jerry, do you realize if we lose this game, we won't get any customers? Then we won't be able to pay the loan back.
Oh, we won't lose, Dean.
You'll lose if you want to be healthy, chum.
Who are you?
The syndicate sent me over. We're betting $10,000 that you'll lose.
How do you know we're going to lose?
We're fixing you.
I don't need fixing. I'm not broken. Isn't that funny? I tell jokes. I kill people.
So do I.
Tell me, what happens if we win?
I won't say exactly, but how would you boys like to end up in a block of cement?
Oh, isn't that wonderful, Dean? This must be Sid Grauman, the Chinese city.
Yeah, that's right. We put your footprints in cement. Only you can't see them because the cement around your neck keeps you from bending over.
Look, mister, I don't want to get nasty, but there's an old saying that covers this.
What's the old saying?
How should I know? I'm very young.
You're just full of bright sayings, ain't you?
Oh, sure. I make them up in my own head.
That's right. And you wouldn't think there was room in there.
Room in my head. Isn't that silly? What's that? Hey, how did I get inside my head? Let me out. Let me out. I tell you, you better let me out or I'll kick my face down. Gee, it's dark in my head. If I only had a light, I could read my mind. There's not much room to walk around. Gee, there's sure a draft coming in my ears. Oh, I see a little bit of light. That must be where I cut myself shaving. Oh, gosh, there's David Gardner and Betty Grable. If my mind is working right, they'll be on their way to the showers.
Jerry!
No need to call me, Dean. I'm not coming out of my head.
Jerry, stop acting silly. You're not in your head.
Then why is it so dark?
Very logical reason. You've got your head in your pocket.
Oh, how insanely stupid of me.
Look, boys, the rest of the team's coming in, so I'm scramming, see? Now remember, lose the game or else.
Dean, why did we ever start with this professional team? We don't dare win and we don't dare lose.
We're in a dilemma. What's worse, I don't even know what that means.
Don't say anything more. Here comes the team. I'm going to give them a fight talk so we can go out and beat the Redondo Ripper.
All right, hold it down there. Quiet. Hold it down there.
Now, fellas, Alice, you got to win this game. I want to see you get out there and give them the old 1-2. And watch out when they come back with the new 3-4. I don't want anybody to know about it.
Oh, Jerry, stop, will you?
Even though I'm noble, I'm
come on, stop and give them a real good pep talk.
If they throw my wife and kids out in the street... It's not because you lost the game. It's because I'm not married. Remember, some fellas fight for their dear old alma mater. Some fellas fight for their girls. You fellas are fighting for something that's nearer and dearer. Money.
That's the spirit. Now, come on, Jerry. Look, Jerry, there comes Soapy up the ramp.
Hey, Phyllis.
Soapy, you sure got us in a jam. We got to win to get our money, and if we lose, there's a guy who wants to cement relations with us.
Well, never mind him. You gotta win. I went out and I sold each of your players to a different sponsor.
A different sponsor for every player, but yeah. Soapy, the Redondo Rippers are tough. How are we going to stop them?
Well, I took care of that. I went to their locker room and I sprinkled a little repartee perfume all over the other team. See?
What'll the perfume do?
Well, when you tackle them, they smell so nice you won't want to let go.
Oh, come on, Jerry. Let's get out onto the field.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, Martin and Lewis Mongrels, we're all lined up now for the kickoff. We're just about ready to go. There goes the kickoff. It's a beautiful kick. A long, high spiral. The ball is just lit up, and a neon sign on it reads, "Don't be a schmo, see Tokyo Joe."
The ball is now received by Jerry Lewis. He's breaking through, and we have a man running alongside Lewis with a microphone. We're going to take you right down there on the field. Okay, take it, Sam.
Thanks, Harv. I'm jogging down the field alongside this great halfback, Lewis. He's making one of the most sensational runs of the year. Pardon me, Lewis. To what do you owe your success as a runner?
I owe it all to Mother Schoenfeld's meatballs. Pardon me while I stiff on this fella.
What a runner this Lewis is. We're up to the 10-yard line. In a second, the score will be... Wait a minute, Lewis has fallen down just 2 yards short of the goal.
Jeff, how come you fell down?
Man, somebody in the stands hit me with a Mammy Schoenfeld meatball.
Well, friends, this has been some game. There's just 20 seconds left to play. The score is 7-6 in favor of the Redondo Rippers. But this is the Mongrels' big chance. They have the ball in the 1/2-inch line.
Jerry, there's just 10 seconds to play. We better score.
But, Dean, if we win, that gangster will kill us, and I'm scared. I haven't had any experience being dead.
Hey, you guys, we got a 1/2-inch to go now. Now, Lewis, you took 2 cracks at the line. How come you can't go 1/2-inch?
Well, you see, I haven't been too well.
Going on here?
There's the pass from center. It's to Lewis. He's not moving, though. He turns. He smiles at the television camera. Milton Berle steps in front of him. Wait a minute. Lewis's team has picked him up on their shoulders, and they're carrying him across the goal line. There's the gun.
Well, boys, you played a great game. You don't have to worry about the loan now.
Ah, it was nothing at all. It was like taking candy from a baby.
What are those guys? Let me see those guys.
Here comes baby for his candy.
Now, look, mister, don't wave that gun around.
Shut up! You just lost $10,000 for us. I'm going to put a hole in you for every dollar.
I'll be right back, Dean.
Jerry, where are you going?
Out to get 10,000 corks.
No, you're not. You're going for a ride.
But it's such a nice day. Let's walk.
Hold everything. All the sponsors paid off, kids. Here is your 10,000 bucks.
Oh, darn it. I never get a chance to shoot anybody.
Well, Soapy, we're giving up this football team. We're going into another business.
Yeah, we got a tip on where to buy a carload of ice.
Ice? What can you do with a carload of ice?
Melt it up. It makes swell water.
Come on, Chad. Good night, folks.
See you later, everybody.
Martin Lewis Show, transcribed in Hollywood, is produced by Robert L. Redd and written by Charlie Isaacs and Jack Douglas. Music is arranged and conducted by Dick Stabile. Martin Lewis currently may be seen in the Hal Wallace picture, My Friend Irma. This is Ben Alexander saying goodnight for the Martin and Lewis Show.
Stay tuned for the Ethel Merman Show on NBC.